Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Yes, racing off today everywhere but Narromine, and we're awaiting the test result for coronavirus for a Melbourne-based jockey we believe to be Mark Zara. If that comes back negative, then we will be racing on Saturday in Sydney for two Group 1s there, the Vinery Stud Stakes and the Tankard Stakes. And we're joined on the line now by the head trainer of Godolphin in Australia, James Cummings. How are you, James?
Good, Gerald. How are you?
No, going well, mate. Going well now. Just wondering, firstly, if you had to separate your staff to an extent, I know you've got quite a few bases, training bases to work with. What precautions have you had to put in the wake of what we're dealing with at the moment?
Yeah, we have our staff separated by barns, and we have sought to minimise to the extent that we've cancelled out any floating members of staff that go from one barn to the next. Our track work riders do ride horses from multiple different barns, but they are disinfecting between rides. And I must say the extent to which we're all going to keep things keep our social distance and to maintain cleanliness is quite extraordinary. And I witnessed the same thing at Rose Hill on Saturday on Slipper Day with no crowd and no one coming within that 1.5 metres of each other, except for the odd exception, and it was all done very well from my perspective.
No, it certainly was. Just want to ask you before getting to your big guns for Saturday, you had a colt win yesterday there at Warwick Farm, and I saw a tweet from Dominic Byrne just talking about its time at Wren and as far as two-year-old races at Warwick Farm and the company it's in, and considering the time at Wren, but damaged was the Exceed and Excel colt. Tell us about it, its promise, and will it head to the size potentially?
Yes, Dominic was wrapping him up. I had to remind Dominic that loose lips sink ships. but he's right. The horse performed extremely well, and maybe he's got the fortitude to put up with the quick turnaround and run in the kindergarten. But I'll tell you something about that kindergarten stakes. It takes a very good horse to win that race. Only last year, Bivouac saluted for us. A number of years before, a Stern got up. I recall winning the race with Hallow Crown. These are serious horses, and he's going to need to be able to reproduce similar performances if he can even consider himself a chance in that race.
Yeah, James. What about Kemantari? Makes his return to racing on the weekend. How's he been trialling, and what are your expectations of him on the weekend?
I think his preparation, Laurie, has been really good, and he looks just as good now as he did when he was in training with us over 12 months ago. He's sort of been left now to fulfil his destiny as a racehorse because the rest of it for him just didn't eventuate. He was about 1 from 66. It's probably as low a number as I've ever heard for a colt going to the breeding barn, and that's a real shame for the farm. There's probably a joke in there for you boys somewhere, but you know what? Now we've got our opportunity with him to keep racing him as long as he can prove that he's up to that level. And I can tell you that overseas, a horse called Barney Roy won a Group One for Sheikh Mohammed, his second Group One of the year, from nearly exactly the same scenario. A colt retired to stud from a certain stable that was infertile, and he was subsequently gelded and brought back into work. Charlie Appleby won a Group One with him.
Yeah, no, I remember Barney Roy winning a race at Royal Ascot about 3 years ago. It was a good horse. Want to ask you about Avilius, James. You're pretty much using the same formula as you had last year with him. Finished six lengths off them there in the Randwick last Saturday. Won the Randwick last year and then backed up to win the Tancred. How's he travelling? And I'm guessing the race last Saturday, being a bit of a sit sprint, didn't really suit him?
No, I don't think it did. The race in the Randwick was run many, many lengths slower than, for example, by comparison, the race at the Rose Hill Guineas. They went something like 21 lengths faster in the Rose Hill Guineas to the half mile than these weight for age horses did in the Randwick. And that just meant that by the time Avilius settled behind the mare that he did, the long shot that he did, who didn't go down to the rail, he was virtually out of play now. Now, what is Hugh can't do anything about that. He either has to take off at the 800, in which case he can't win because he uses too much of his horse, or he just has to wait. He can't win anyway because the bird's flown. And he look Hugh couldn't win the race. He realised that with 150 to go, and he didn't punish the horse. He's strong into third placing in a Group One as a lead up to the King Tancred, and I think that gives him the that entitles him to his opportunity to defend his crown from last year in this race. But gee, that mare, very elegant. She will be very hard to beat on the basis of her performance on the weekend, won't she? Mm.
What about Bahuta Kawa, James? Because
it
cost me plenty of money because my wife's a Kiwi and my 21-year-old daughter, we always told her right from she was very young that she was going to be called Bahuta Kawa. But every time now she finds out the horse is running, I've got to put money on her for her. So how is she going to go on the weekend?
Oh, Laurie, look, everything you've lost on it, have it on this weekend.
Beautiful. That's all I need.
She's going really well. I was just heartbroken for that horse that she bumped into that very heavy track at Rosehill 2 weeks ago. She can handle soft ground. In fact, she probably prefers it. But she just definitely has never even looked likely in any race three starts on a very heavy going. And on that basis, you'd have to give her, well, admittedly, a horse that hasn't won for 12 months, not since winning the Kembla Grange Classic 12 months ago, she saluted again. And for that reason, I've made a little alteration in her gear, but she can't be training any better. And as you know, Laurie, when those players are training well, it's just a matter of time.
Always, especially if they've got plenty of ability. At some stage, they're going to get a win and get a victory, and then they go on with it. So let's hope that's the case, James.
For sure. No. Pahuta Kawa, it's a Kiwi Christmas tree, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So every time she sees Pahuta Kawa running, or I see Pahuta Kawa running around, I tell my daughter, and I've got to go and back it for her, and she sits here and watches the race and loves it.
that's right.
Good stuff. James, is out of all your runners on Saturday, is there one you're most confident about?
Avilius.
Yep. Okay, $5 there with Tab as it stands. James, it's been great to talk to you this morning.
All right, thanks, guys.